I'm really good with balls.
If I did that, oh my god.
Yeah, let me put my teeth and my glass eye back in. No, I mean, we're going to combine two superpowers in the podcasting industry.
I thought so.
Okay, that just sounds nasty.
The Dirty Ditch.
Hey, everybody. This is Darren, and I'd like to welcome you all to The Dirty Dish. This week, I have my regulars. We've got Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to say, Don? Exactly. So it's a typical show for us. We've also got the third leg, meaning 3.5 inches, with us, Adam.
From hey.
From the Crabs cast.
What's up?
How are you, Adam?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm fabulous, too. Donnie, how are you? Shit.
Oh, God.
But, you know what, fellas? I am proud and pleased to announce that we've got a superstar on our show today. I'm going to fuck that wand of wisdom shit. Anyway, we've got a fabulous guest with us today. None other than Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl, how the fuck are you?
Hello, honey.
Yay.
Cheryl, we're so happy to have you here today.
My home.
Are you how many cancer sticks do you have puffing on right now?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I think about 20.
20.
I have my extender in. My extender is in, honey.
So Cheryl, I have a question for you. So, you know, the summer months, it gets more humid. How do you keep so dry?
How do I keep dry, honey?
Yeah, how do you keep so dry? Do you have, like, desiccant hanging in your apartment, or, you know?
Oh, well, I sleep in a tanning bed, so that helps pretty much.
Oh, that's great, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Jesus. And,
well, I don't know that. I just, my menopause and, you know, tanning and smoking a lot helps as well, honey.
I have one more question, though. If you were to rehydrate, like, if someone dropped you into a pool of water, how fat would you be?
That's happened once. Yeah. I'm not fat. I'm very skinny. My skin just looks, kind of like when you go in the bathtub and you're wet, you know?
Yeah.
And for a long time, like a grape, like a wrinkled grape that's a little dry.
Oh, that's so hot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Me, honey.
Are you okay?
Wow. So now, but getting back to that, if you were to actually, I don't know, stop smoking and actually drink, like, you know, liquids or something like that, would you be, like, you know, Wanda Wisdom heavy, or would you be, you know, no. Madge Weinstein heavy?
Same thing, right?
What's a diff?
Well, I don't know. I think one is more classy than the other.
Oh, rudeness. I'm actually quite skinny, as I said before. Lay
off. Are you Reagan Fox skinny? Are you Reagan Fox skinny?
Oh, hell no. Nobody's that skinny. That's like a bag of bones. I can see the bone marrow leaking out whenever I see him move.
Mm-hmm. F me in the A, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Hell no, I don't like it. Don't do it, or else I'll kill you. Come on.
Now, Cheryl, when you have sex... now, Cheryl, let me ask you this, because I'm not quite sure. Are you straight or gay? Or bi?
I'm a love pussy. Love it. I love, let's just say, well,
anything
no pubic
you can get.
Hair. Okay?
You don't... And, you'll take it as you get it?
Undifferentiated, you know, pubic area, delicious. Hold on, I'm gonna close the vent in my room. Hold on, honey. If my roommate comes home, my new Puffy's roommate, if he comes home, then I'll have to close the room thing, because otherwise he'll be able to hear every word I say, honey, and it's kind of embarrassing.
Wow. Oh, now, do you have a dildo that you strap on, or do you just use one on yourself?
For where?
In your ass.
What kind of question
is this? It's one hole, honey. Haven't you listened to Madge and me talk?
No, right. I don't follow you.
Oh my god.
The shithole and the pussy hole is one hole.
Mm-hmm. I've got an ass and a cunt. They're fused to make an ass cunt. I've got a fistula in between, which means a
the
hole.
The fistula.
Mm-hmm, that open in between, honey.
It's real hot.
Wow.
Now, Cheryl, you have a new blog, correct? Whorehole.org.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Oh, and I think that everyone should check it out.
Do you like my...
It's one of the classier blogs out
there. It makes me want to eat sausage.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the header really graphic, though?
It's a little on the scary side. I'm a little put off by it, Cheryl.
The header graphic?
Yeah.
I didn't see the header graphic. I was transfixed by the sausage.
Check it out right now, honey.
All right.
Well, I don't know if Adam can multitask like that. I'm really confused by that.
Please. He's a little retarded.
No, Cheryl, what demographic are you trying to reach with whorehole.org?
Oh, the, you know, young, classy, professional like myself. 25, smoker, right, woman, right. Beautiful, delicious, tan. All those things describe me and my friends like yourselves, honeys.
Well, how much did you pay Donnie for to do that header art?
That's my goddamn header art, bitch. I made it myself. Come on.
Yeah.
Donnie. I've seen him before.
Oh, rude.
Now,
Aaron
can I ask
inspired
a quote,
me for the album art that I did. Gave me some ideas, honey. Truth. Do you know it's blood coming out with the poop, honey?
That was hot. That's hot. I like all the viscera that's coming out, too. It's
visceral.
Really sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, Donnie, did you have a question for Cheryl?
Well, yeah, I had a dream last night, and I wanted to get Cheryl's insight on what it could have been about, because it had to do with poop.
Okay, I'll know all about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in my dream, I was living with my ex-boyfriend. We weren't together, but we were living together. And I came home one night after work, and he was getting in bed. And so I decided, well, I guess I'll get ready for bed. So I went into the bathroom, and the toilet had clogged up, and there was water and shit on the floor.
Oh, you just have to reach in and eat the poop, and then it goes down.
Well, but I scooped the poop out and I put it in the bathtub and I cleaned up all the water and the poop disappeared. And so what I'm...
This is the longest fucking story I've ever heard.
Excuse me, Darren, you cannot talk.
Shut up.
No. In real life, I would never, ever touch anyone's shit. But in the dream, I had no problem doing it. So do you think that means that I'm really in love with him still and I would do anything for him?
What does the toilet have to do with him?
If you've seen a picture of him, you would understand this, Cheryl.
It was his shit that was coming out of the toilet.
Oh, that he's ugly.
Yeah, he's not pretty.
Oh.
No, he's pretty.
Pretty
oh
ugly.
My God, get over it, whore.
I agree. Call into the advice show, maybe, Donnie. Maybe Madge has got
some
insights
for you. This is not a goddamn advice show. We would love you to call in, because nobody ever calls in with the questions. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
Cheryl, I would like to know, because I've never met you in person. I'd like to know, would you describe yourself as a Marlboro
Smoky.
Light or a Virginia Slim?
Oh, that's a good question, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm thinking Marlboro Reds.
Oh. Like a baboon's ass red?
No comment.
She seems classy. Hold I would on think one of second. Virginia Slim.
What? Oh, what's she doing? I think she's lighting
think
her
she's,
Virginia Slim.
Yeah.
Maybe that's her little man, bald man in the boat or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Hello? She had to look at herself in the mirror. Hello? Puffy?
Hello? What's going on?
Oh my God, Puffy's here.
Puffy?
Oh my God. I think Cheryl just went into the bathroom.
Oh my.
Oh,
did
is she shitting?
Inspired her.
Oh. Is she rubbing the bald man in the boat?
What? The bald clitoris?
Yeah, her clitoris.
Oh.
It is bald. I've seen it. Unfortunately, I opened her closet door, and she was in the tanning bed naked with the laptop on her stomach. Mm-hmm.
Was it just look like a big old California raisin just sitting there with sunglasses on?
No sunglasses. She doesn't believe in those eye protectors.
Oh, really?
You wear when you're tanning?
Jesus.
Right.
Hardcore.
No,
hardcore.
She is. And
so basically her retinas have been burned out.
Oh, she sees just fine. I don't know if she's evolved past that or...
I think so. I think she's... I mean, I saw that video of her, and I zoomed in on her eye.
That was
and,
not her, though.
Well, you know, the virtual reality image
that was
of her,
lame.
In any case.
I mean, you have to admit it was a little lame.
Well, it was a little Max Headroom for my taste, but, you know.
Now, who?
You don't know who Max Headroom is?
You don't know who Max Headroom is?
That's going way back.
As Cheryl would say, I'm too young for that.
Puffy.
I don't know.
So now, Puffy, tell us a little bit about you, because we know you from your persona on, you know, Madge Weinstein's Friday night, you know, horror flick.
Who?
But exactly.
Who?
But and we know you from Wanda Wisdoms. You know, you're regular on there, and we know you probably are, you know, probably Wanda Wisdoms' love child for all we know. But who is
Puffy? Is Wanda's intern?
Who
you
is
fucker?
The Puffy?
Yeah, I'm Darren's intern too.
Yeah, that's right, girl. Give me some coffee.
Yes, that's sir. Why the website's fucked up.
Oh, that exactly. No, who is the Puffy? Let us in on the Puffy.
Well, it's very puffy. And, it smells like fish. It's a vagina.
It's a vagina.
I don't know what
don't,
do you
Puffy,
need
to Puffy, what do you do back there as an intern?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, are you Wanda's bitch or what?
Pretty much. When anything goes wrong, I'm there to tell her that it's going wrong. When her website's down, I'm like, website's down.
So and she's like, is she Mommy Dearest, like off screen or something? Like, you know?
No.
Off podcast? No, she's not. She's as nice
friends.
As she is.
No, oh, we're very good sweet. Friends and we talk all the time.
How did you meet Wanda?
From her program. I was a
you
big just, fan.
You were a caller in?
No, I just emailed her a lot and then we actually met for dinner at the Applebee's back in the day.
Oh, classy.
Oh, Applebee's.
Classy.
Yeah, classy.
Oh, you should have seen how much she ate.
How much was it? What did she have? What did she order?
She had the take 15, you know, she had. She's like, I am converting the take 3 or whatever it was at the time, and it was not cute.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Not a lot of talking happened, mostly eating. And,
wow. Now, how do you feel?
Do you know if she's done anything for her birthday today? Anything spectacular?
Well, we did something last night.
What'd you do?
Oh.
Went to her house, and about 30 people came over, and we ate food and opened presents. And
yeah, that's a shocker.
Oh.
That sounds so
No, she
fun.
Didn't do the shocker. She's not a woman.
Oh.
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 Oh. My
I
bad.
Mean, unless she put fingers inside of her urethra, but that would be
you never,
kind of like
you never gong anything out. What happens?
Donnie will do that.
Donnie has done that.
Yesterday, in fact.
It was, hell, it was 5 minutes ago.
Stick
anyway,
in
so
it,
so you so you're so your Wanda's intern.
Well, not really.
Yeah.
Where
does
I mean,
one
I'm just
go
her friend that
there?
Helps her. I'm just help her out.
Where does one go from there in terms of life?
Oh, God, it's really gotten me far. I mean, I put that on my resume, and people are just knocking at my door, you know?
So you got a job at Target?
Well, considering that she quit Target, you know, probably
she did?
Hello?
Yeah, God,
God Darren,
damn
do you
it,
not
Darren.
Ever listen to the show?
No, I'm...
what
Jesus!
The fuck?
You know what? Fight me, whores. Fight me.
What do you think
I
she
am
does?
Not a podcasting whore. I will listen every once in a while, but I don't live and breathe by the PC, okay?
Please, I bet you don't have any problem accepting money for
that's
t-shirts.
Called an iPod.
I've got
he
one.
He has
of those.
One.
Well,
he
then you don't
one.
Have to live and breathe by the PC.
I know, and I read no one's blog except for Adam's, of course, and Donnie's because I love porn.
You're just like Patrick.
Who's Patrick?
Who's
this?
Oh my god, PNS.
From PNS.
Oh,
oh my
see,
god.
See, I don't listen to that.
I don't listen to that show.
You guys are so fucked up.
No, listen to
Please.
You, the man who doesn't prepare for a podcast.
I know.
I don't ever
I'm
prepare.
Here.
Neither
what?
Does Wanda
jealous?
Or Madge.
Well, that's quite
well,
evident.
That's see,
that's
clearly.
Not a, clearly, that's not a shocker, okay, Puffy?
See, I'm just like the professionals, so.
This isn't
Except.
Goddamn radio. Get over it.
Well, you know what? Okay, let me just submit this to you. We came on here to dish the dirt that's dirty enough to dish.
Oh.
So why don't we get on with that, okay, ladies?
Well, then you probably need Cheryl to do that, because I'm a nice person.
No, you're not.
What?
You are nice.
I mean,
Puffy
yes.
Is.
I am very nice. Mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, hot. Is she done? Is she done flicking the bean?
Oh, shit.
I think so. I think she's done shaking
the
yogurt, as they
off.
Say.
Yeah, her bean might have been... and she got fried beans. Refried bean.
Refried. Many times.
Bean jerky.
She's shaking that yogurt dish.
Oh.
She's got a gefilte fish down there.
Gefilte fish.
But it's like in her hand, and then she squeezes it and comes out between her fingers.
Kind of like Play-Doh on crack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
hold on.
Okay, get her on.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay. I can't believe we have to wait for this. Where's the professionalism?
Please, Darren. Oh, it's podcasting.
Coming from you.
Oh, yes. Coming from me. Listen.
No. I'm drunk.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, she's back. She's back. Okay. Cheryl is back. Okay. Okay. Here's the first topic. We're going to talk about the big news that's hitting all the airwaves.
Don't care.
Are you okay, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Tom and Katie's new kid. Talk.
Don't hate.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. No, isn't it just stupid?
Next topic.
No, it is stupid.
It is stupid. What did they name it? Suni?
Suri.
Suri.
Xenu.
Xena.
No.
Kiss my what?
I heard she spoke during the birth.
The kid did.
Suri?
What?
Suri spoke?
I'm so sorry.
No, not the baby.
Oh, who spoke?
Katie Holmes. She was supposed to be quiet.
Why?
She was?
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
That's how this... Sorry. Did you know that Suri means get out of here in Hebrew?
Does it?
What?
I read that today, and so...
Really?
The Israelis are very confused as to why they named their child that.
Get
why
out of
the
here.
Why do the Israelis
cruise?
Care?
I don't think that that's what it I means, honey.
I read it on CNN, Cheryl.
I could look it up for you if you want. I know Hebrew.
Oh,
okay.
Do you, Cheryl?
I do. Hold on.
Really?
Cheryl. Very smart, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Did you have a bat mitzvah, Cheryl?
Cheryl?
You had a bat mitzvah?
What's the chick version of that called?
A bat mitzvah.
It's a bat
mitzvah. A bat mitzvah, not bar mitzvah?
That's
no,
the male.
That's the male.
But and a bat mitzvah is the female?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And there's one for twins, too. There's a special one for twins.
What is it called? In a gang mitzvah?
Gang.
A banat.
A banat?
Banat.
Like, you better not be here.
Yes, honey.
That's right.
What does it mean, Cheryl? What does Suri mean?
Hold on, God.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
She's mean.
Cheryl's... She needs to smoke some cigarettes.
Bite your head off, Donnie.
She'll bite something off. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I've got the...
Cheryl, what color's your hair?
Hold on.
She's blonde.
Hold on.
Is that, like, natural blonde or bleached?
Well, after all the sun, I mean,
what
do you expect?
Falling out. I usually wear a wig.
Really? What color is it?
Oh.
Like an Ava Gabor wig?
My grandmother used to wear those.
I like to take them off and scare people.
So, Cheryl, I get the impression that you really are reminiscent of the tan old lady in There's Something About Mary.
Magda?
Yeah.
Wait,
am
no,
I
well,
wrong
hold
on this?
Hold on, what was the word again?
Titties.
Honey. What was the word again?
Suri.
Suri.
Suri. Are you getting your Hebrew translator out?
Your bagel fish or whatever it's called?
Bagel fish?
Bagel fish or gefilte fish.
I don't think that's what it means, honey.
Uh-oh.
But
Donnie.
But I read it on CNN. Go to CNN.com.
Did Darren Kagan tell you that?
Darren Kagan? No.
Who?
Paula Zahn.
Paula Zahn. She can bite my chaunchy.
What's your chaunchy?
Paula Zahn. Whose last name is Zahn? It should be called a Gon.
Whose first name is Darren?
Some cat that I was just with about 15 minutes ago.
Oh.
God, it's hot in here as hell.
Well, light...
Taking my
pants take off all your clothes.
Yeah, turn off the tanning bed.
Are you naked?
Light.
Oh, I heard a lighter.
Oh.
I heard a belt coming undone. Oh!
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Is that her pussy squirting?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
She's expelling all moisture constantly.
You know.
She's like a snail, you know.
Oh, so she's
leaf
slime
trail like
walks.
A snail.
That's right.
It's my prolapse. Yeah. So now, next story. This story sucks ass. I'm sorry.
Uh huh.
Nobody cares
okay.
about Tom Cruise.
So let's talk about Madonna and her so-called British accent.
Oh my
so,
god! Again, who
so
cares?
So gay you are.
That was like 12 years ago.
No, I just saw her because she's coming to Phoenix in concert, okay? Twice. Well, she's,
so
she has,
stupid.
Do you know how much those fucking tickets were?
I don't know who's going to pay for that shit.
Do you know how dumb you are to get the goddamn ticket, okay?
I'm not going to her shit.
Oh, okay.
No, but
$300?
Yeah, they're $300 a piece.
Oh, my God.
That's for crappy seats, too.
Oh, it's... ugh. Bleh.
Blech.
There
but
was this
like,
one time that I've worked her thing, you know what I mean?
Oops.
Yeah.
Back when she was, you know, Jenny on the Block. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Madonna
during, like,
on the
Blonde Ambition tour?
Mm-hmm. No, before that.
Oh.
I was very young.
I was getting all moist. I thought I would have seen you in Truth or Dare or something. I was going to go masturbate to it after the show.
I was one of those girls screaming. I was pretty tan back then, too. Probably had 15 or so cigarettes. You know, I was about 12 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had been a young pup.
Okay.
Indeed.
Old for my age, they told me.
So now, Cheryl, let me ask you this. I'm assuming with the name Cheryl Murkowski, you're Jewish. Am I correct on this?
No.
What are you? Polish?
A little bit. A little bit of everything, honey. I'm
so
a mutt.
Because I buy hot dogs. I like to eat hot dogs, but mm-hmm. I only buy Hebrew Nationals.
Oh, I like it. You can peel off the outside. It's kind of like a foreskin.
Exactly. And so is that kind of like what you're like? I'm trying to get a picture. I'm painting a picture for our listeners.
I showed you goddamn pictures before.
I know, and my left retina blew out.
You know what I look like.
I think, Darren, you're the only one that doesn't know shit about shit.
I know.
I do, but
why is he leading?
Exactly.
Because Donnie the bitch won't do it. Am I right, Don? Exactly. I've been leading this show for the past, like, 3 or 4 episodes because
you
Donnie's
know
like,
what?
Just not prepared.
I would appreciate it if somebody who knew me and gave a damn about my beautiful life would be the one interviewing me. I feel like I've been cheated, honey.
Well, you know what? We tried to get that, but Satan was busy today.
Oh. Ooh, good one, Satan. Honey.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Almost as good as that Rachel can who makes me want to kill myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. Me too.
I hate her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa. Well, she called you out. That's why.
She called my shit out, and I don't appreciate that.
Oh, well,
because I actually was sounding like Cheryl Murkowski, and I refuse to go on air.
What?
Have you met Rachel, Cheryl?
No.
No. I think she'd smoke all your cigarettes.
Oh my god, she'd probably take all the drugs in the whole vicinity, honey.
Seriously.
She loves those drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She'd write you a poem, and then she'd, you know, sing to your vagina or something.
Oh god. With that stupid meter in her voice, it drives me nuts, honey.
The what in her voice?
Meter. Kind of like this, and it like this, and it's very annoying. Very Reagan Fox, you know.
Oh, I heard you and Reagan Fox had a little bit of a thing going on.
Oh, it kind of did.
Well, it's something that the naked ear might not want to hear.
Oh, what does that mean, honey?
It means
the
that
naked
it's
ear,
the love that dare not speak its name, happens between you two.
Oh,
I don't think so. I don't like little twigs, honey. Really? He does look like a little boy a little bit, though. But you know.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, see, now this is a question. Now,
well, at least in the pictures that he's released, honey, and you know that those are Photoshop, honey.
Thank you.
And those are the only really good ones. And from what I've seen, not so good.
Well,
okay.
All I can say is he looks like a pool cue.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm releasing naked pictures very soon. Don't you worry, honey.
Holy shit.
Are you really?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Will those be on, like, Rotten Tomatoes or...
Nope.
What?
Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, what? Oh yeah, it's a dirty-ass site.
Rotten.com, you mean?
Oh, that's
RottenTomatoes.com. It's for smokers who are pureed.
Rotten.com, they have a picture of a prolapse that kind of looks like mine.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, what do you do? What do you do during the day when you're not tanning?
Oh my god, I've worked so many jobs. Right now I'm actually skipping one, honey, just for you.
Oh, that's so lovely. Mm-hmm. Now, how's...
Tell me it's not the daycare.
I hope I'm getting payment after this. I'll tell you where to send it when we're done.
Oh, okay. Are you working at the daycare still?
Oh, I run it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have a franchise now. Franchisee. That's my good
Franchisee?
Friend. My good
What's the
friend
name
Carol
of your daycare?
What?
What's the name of your daycare?
Carol's Marvelous Playground. Mm-hmm. Under 12, you ride free.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Uh-huh. That's amazing. So do you like...
How many locations are there?
There's about 3 in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. And I'm going to be expanding when I... Hitch a ride with my friend Puffy. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then... Go ahead, Darren.
I just want to know... I want to know what the relationship is between you and the Puff Daddy.
Well, I basically blackmailed him, and I live in his closet in the tanning bed. Mm-hmm.
You blackmailed him?
Wow. No, it's a long story. Don't ask me.
Wow.
Honey.
Okay.
Is it as long as your Virginia Slim?
Oh, that's not very long. I have to keep replacing them all the time.
So what do you smoke? What brand do you smoke?
Anything that works, honey. Anything with tobacco.
You like the tobacco. You're wacky for the tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. At what age did you start smoking?
I mean,
did your mom just pop, like, you know, as you exited her vagina?
Okay.
Did she just pop one in your mouth and go light them up?
No, well, I started because she smoked first, so she was pregnant, and then I was addicted so much that they had to put me in a smoking machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus!
It was kind of like a crack baby, but different.
Wow. So is that like an iron lung, only with, like, cigarette smoke in it?
Mm-hmm. A little
yeah,
bit.
That's
what a rough
hot.
Life.
That's
my
great.
God.
Yeah.
And here you are today, running daycare.
Well.
It's an amazing story.
So are you trying... So basically, are you trying to give the youngsters the childhood that you never enjoyed?
Which youngsters, honey?
For your daycare home.
Oh, right. yes.
Do you drink a lot, Cheryl?
A little bit, but mostly I was just a little confused as you thought that, I was trying to better people's lives. Now that's kind of silly. I might say that in my brochure, but come on. You know what's going on here.
Do you do any volunteerism in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area? Sure.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, honey, Minneapolis.
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay.
I've never been to the cheese state. Is that what
it's
it is?
It's not a fucking cheese state. That's Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin.
Oh, it's a thousand lakes.
It's a land of 10,000.
10,000 leaks?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's
right. You said ignorant.
Well, I don't know much about the Midwesterns.
You don't know much about anything. Do you drink?
Oh, you're here.
No, it's true.
Honey,
it's
do
true.
You
I
drink?
I fake it till I make it, whore. I fake it till I make it.
Honey, do you drink a lot?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm high right now.
Oh, I didn't ask about
high. I'm hopped up and I'm high.
Right.
And when I woke up, I had blood on my ass.
Okay.
Now listen.
Wrong order, honey.
Oh, well, I don't want to plagiarize.
Oh, well, I don't mind doing it myself. It's kind of fun, actually.
Really? When's the last time you got shtupped?
Who?
When's the last time you got shtupped?
Who am I talking to, honey?
Darren.
This is Darren.
Who else? I'm confused. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Well, I think that... Do you need to go back in the tanning bed to get your extra voltage for the day?
No, hello.
Oh, hey.
Oh, whoa. Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
What were you asking me? I'm sorry. I blacked out for a second.
Really?
Oh,
you know what? It's okay. We'll skip it.
Okay.
But we've got Donnie. We got to dish a little bit about Donnie's shit. For Ace Young. Donnie, what's this all about?
I'm over that already. Fuck it.
Who is this?
I don't watch it.
Who?
He was cute, and he was on the American
He's
Idol.
He's hideous.
I don't watch it anymore, so. He is not.
He's disgusting.
He was voted
He looked
off,
like a dog,
so
a wet
matter.
Dog.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Oh,
step
my God,
up.
Donnie, you just
step
had a Madge
up.
Weinstein moment.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Get lit.
Indeed.
She says a lot, honey.
Get
fucked. Laid. Get, mm-hmm. Yeah, she her vocabulary is a little limited on that end of it. I think.
So rude.
I'm just saying that. Well, she says
You've
I
never
she
listened
says
to her
I smell.
Show. You don't even know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah,
I've tried to make my way through that many a time, and I get stuck at the first 5 minutes because it's the same rhetoric. Every
oh my
time.
God, you're such a loser.
See, the thing is, Cheryl. The thing is, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Darren likes El Presidente.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm opening
honey?
Up this Pandora's box right
oh
here, right now.
Oh, God.
Darren likes El Presidente Busho.
What? Are you serious, honey?
I refuse.
Isn't that just sick?
Now, listen.
Oh, my God. Why am I on this program?
You want it? Let's dish it. This is the dirty dish. Let's fucking dish
that
it.
Is the most fucked up
Come
thing
on.
I ever did here, honey.
Come on.
Now, hey, now.
Cheryl is appalled.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl is
appalled. Even that's too disgusting for Cheryl.
As a good
I mean,
citizen, I'm appalled, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
We all have our skeletons, I'll admit this.
Wait, George Bush is a skeleton in your closet?
That's an aborted fetus in your closet that's been raped by 20 men. Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have put it any better, Sean.
Oh, I'm going to get letters from this.
Way
sorry,
words.
You cracked its skull. It's not my fault.
You're going to get letters? What is this? Does the Republican National Committee listen to this show?
No. I mean, no. Like,
no wonder why he's so cheap. Christ.
Cheryl, you don't know that I'm cheap.
I've seen your website, honey. Right,
Cheryl. Cheryl listens to other podcasts.
Okay,
Cheryl,
maybe.
Do you listen to any of our podcasts?
I'm not yours, honey.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you're not one of the three listeners to All Prep and No Age podcast on your dial.
Okay.
Do you listen to the Crabs cast?
I have a few times, honey, but I have too many podcasts in my thingy.
That's right.
She's a busy, busy gal.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But I feel honored that I was on Cheryl's iPod once.
My home. It's a really
Do you
puppies.
Have an iPod, or you just stick a cigarette in the fire wire?
What pubercon? What?
I want to know how your net worked, Tor.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything. I think I heard a Republican, honey. What the? Come on. What did he ask, Adams?
What? He asked, Cheryl, I'm sorry. Let me translate the Republican for you into normal person speak.
No.
He wants to know what kind of iPod you have.
Oh.
Jesus.
I worked up my, I'd empty out actually my stoma bag, my stoma down below. It's a colostomy. I'm gonna put out a video this summer. It's really great. It's based on medical footage
with your
stoma
bag?
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be me narrating this medical video about stoma care, honey. Delicious.
That's
anyway.
Hot. Are you talking to Discovery Channel about that? Because I think they would definitely option that.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm have an iPod of photo.
Oh, iPod. Okay, iPod
oh, you
photo.
Have, with video, with video capabilities?
Sexy.
Wow. That is... Are you
Did
okay
I just
there?
Black out? I seriously, like, what happened?
I think Cheryl just kind of, like, did her little mating call.
I don't know, but I seriously, like, I was not conscious for 5 seconds.
She's rubbing the bean.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She's rubbing the bean.
What the
I think that we are the first people to ever record her masturbating.
Honey, what is RottenRyan.com?
RottenRyan. It's just this blog that I read. He writes funny things about pop culture. That's all. I don't know why Darren put it in there.
You gay.
It's because you wrote to me and said, I want to talk about RottenRyan.com.
Well, that was earlier in the week and when it was funny, but now it's not funny anymore.
You fucktard. You made me talk about... Oh, shit.
He's not the one that voted for George W. retard.
Exactly.
So don't be doing
That's
that.
That's my get-out-of-jail-free card right there.
Oh, you need free parking for that.
You got parking in the rear, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You park it. I brought it. I'll park it.
I'm going to give you some varicose vein broth. You want me to bring it? I'll bring
Cheryl,
it.
Varicose vein broth?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good
that
sounds
what's your what's your idea of an ideal date?
Oh.
Do you have any of those?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell us about it.
Okay.
Where would you like to go?
I like the Red Lobster. It's delicious. It smells like cunt, so it gets me all worked up.
Oh.
And
All right.
So I get off of work first, and
okay.
said person picks me up, or he's otherwise I meet him at the daycare center earlier in the day, and then we go to the Red Lobster, and I take off my shoes under the table and I start rubbing my diabetes feet. On their leg, leaving a trail of smell because my diabetes feet don't have very good circulation. I almost lost one last week. It was delicious. And they smell kind of like rotten socks and a gym bag. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Oh, Cheryl.
So,
I don't know how you do it, Cheryl, really.
What?
I mean, I don't know how you do it, Cheryl. I mean, you're a maverick.
Diabetes is delicious.
Yeah.
Cheryl, how are you able to juggle family, fashion, and career with such
you
a schedule?
You didn't let her finish her date, Darren.
Well, I think the date has finished her.
That's fine. We can go on. Whatever.
No, but, okay, after the Red Lobster and after your diabetes massage, what does one do to pleasure Ms. Murkowski?
Well, there's many holes to choose from. You know.
Okay.
I've got the natural ones that God gave me. That includes my eyes, my ears, my nose sometimes if your penis is small enough, my mouth, and I also got the vagina, ass cunt, which also gives a whole new meaning to break on through to the other side. That's what I say about my ass cunts. Okay. But anyways, I also got the stoma down below and above. So that's a lot of holes.
You have an above stoma?
Mm-hmm.
What does that filter out of?
That's my where I smoke from. I call it a stoma. It's really not. I guess it's called,
a tracheotomy?
Trache, honey.
A trach.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually smoke out of your throat?
Mm-hmm. Mostly.
So you're able to talk and smoke simultaneously.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm.
And you're able to get pleasure
from that hole? Oh, you have no idea. And I have an extender for the hole. It doesn't just accommodate more cigarettes, honey.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You are a multitasker.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Indeed.
Do you drink a lot of coffee? Do you drink a lot of coffee, Cheryl?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
It's too moist.
That hydrates you too much.
God. I chew coffee beans.
Yeah. Oh, you chew the beans.
She has to
you
chew.
Flick and chew the bean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. I totally can understand this.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Donnie, I understand, since you're the keeper of the listener call-ins.
Oh, Christ.
I'm going to let you take pissed. Over this part of the show, since they all go filtering into you.
Well, we have four people that called. I'm still really not too thrilled with the caller turnout, because I wanted at least five.
Oh.
So we only got four, you know, whatever. But Ammon called back.
Yeah, what was that? Was that your dildo?
Jesus.
Hmm?
That was not me.
It sounded like a bumper car.
Gas.
Oh, it's gas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was gas.
No.
No.
So let's listen to Ammon's message.
All right.
Hey, y'all. This is Ammon, coming from the lovely Tenderloin of San Francisco. So you know where I'm coming from. Anyway, I have coffee on the table and a cigarette in my other hand, and just wanted to let you know where I'm from. Anyway, I tried to call you before on Sunday from the powerhouse. I don't know if you know what it is. Anyway, they have this great back smoking room, brightly lit, kind of almost like a stage. And nonetheless, everyone has wild, kinky sex back there, and I was going to call, but I couldn't hear any of the actual voice message. Anyway, this is boring. But yeah, so I don't know. And then I suddenly ended up making out with some nuns. Oof. Luckily, the boyfriend was in the other room. It was so bad. But anyway, why do I always end up making out with drag queens when I get drunk? So, I guess that's it. Anyway, on the new edition of Adam, I feel like you guys kind of have the same formula now as the movie Girls Will Be Girls. Darren's kind of Evie, the old drunk bitch with a glass eye. And then Donnie is kind of Coco, you know, pushed out of her old face and getting raped all the time. And then Adam is like Barla, you know, kind of larger, loving food. And then you kind of also have Stevie with Brett always calling in. And they both have nice muscular tone, but they probably also have something else in common. And just in case you don't know, like they say in the movie, it's on the inside, what's on the inside that counts. And that's good because the dick crack is clear. Love the show and hope everything is going A-okay. Bye.
Okay, so see, there you go. He's from San Francisco.
Yes, he is. And he's a smoker, just like Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's Mormon. He's smoking and drinking coffee.
Yeah.
What's going on with that, Darren?
Well,
I think that he really hit it on the
oh, God, he's got Alzheimer's again. No.
The nail on the head when he described he described Darren as Evie.
Oh, that, you know, that part of it.
That was that brill.
The old one with the glass eye.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that kind of made me a little shitty.
But Adam is not fat, though.
I'm not
That's
fat.
The whole Adam.
I
Adam
know.
Let me see a picture.
Yes, Adam. Yes, Adam. You're a svelte 250.
Cheryl?
That doesn't
what?
Pan out.
They said, show me a picture.
Of me?
Mm-hmm.
Just going
oh,
high.
Adam
just
is
going high or not.
Short and
for
buff.
Real.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hot.
Right.
He is.
I've seen him sweat. He's very hot.
Gross.
Cheryl, there's a picture of me on Wanda Wisdom's Flickr.
No, there's not, honey.
And listeners.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people named Adam, honey.
Yeah, I know, but I'm up at the top near somebody named Mark. I don't know who that is, but I'm up at the top.
Just send her a picture.
Whose name would be Mark? Who names their child?
I don't know. That's weird, honey.
That's a fucking weird name.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Shit the bed.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Now what?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
So, okay.
But anyways, thanks for Ammon for clearing up where he lives, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, fellers?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, right.
And Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so Donnie, who's the next one?
Dan called. Dan from Turning 40. And he's... I think it's Pick on Adam Day.
It is.
Yeah, let's listen to this.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dan over at Turning 40. I just listened to the to episode 10 or 1000 or whatever it was. You know, it's great that Adam's joining you guys permanently, but, you know, he's a little bit like the Loretta Swit of podcasting. You just don't overexpose him. You know, I don't want him to become, you know, too all over the place, because I'm just afraid that, you know, his podcasting career will end up like that of Loretta Swit. So, you know, he's on every game show, you know, every variety show, you know, just watch overexposure, Adam. Just be careful. I don't want to see your career fizzle like mine. All right, guys. Great job, and we'll talk to you soon, Loretta. Bye.
So, see, Loretta Swit. You're the Loretta Swit of podcasting.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
Can I just call you Hot Lips Houlihan?
If you want to. I mean,
you are spreading yourself a little thin, Adam.
I am spreading myself a little thin. What do you think, Cheryl?
I don't even know what's going on where I am. I mean, all of you seem to know what's going on. I just don't hear the voicemails, and I'm just so confused. And I mean, I'm a busy woman, you know?
She is a busy woman.
I don't know what's going on, honey.
Well, I think Dan has his own demons that he's dealing with.
Dan, yeah, he does. Yeah, I agree. And I don't think I'm going to get overexposed, so that's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're a pop
I am.
So, okay, now Sharon from Tampa.
Oh my God,
I love her.
I love it.
I love Sharon.
She kind of ripped you a new one, though, Dawn.
Yeah, let's give this.
Before we go there, though, I want to send out a shout out to Sharon. Say thank you, Sharon. But all of the calls come filtered through Donnie. Let's go.
Boy, talk about bitches. You guys complaining that you don't have any voicemail, and yet I've left at least two others than the one you played weeks ago. So, you know, I don't want to hear it. This is Sharon and Tambon, and I'm just bitching about everything. And is this rumor true that Adam Gadam is going to be a tri-host? I think that's great, because that'll help with Donnie's Alzheimer's. You know, can't remember shit stuff. So, great show today, and keep it up, boys. Bye.
Okay.
So,
well,
Donnie,
what
are you doing with all these calls?
Yeah.
I think I've only received one.
You're making us all look like shitty McShits. Thank you, Don. So, Sharon, it's not me or Adam. Well, it's not Adam, because Homegirl's only been with us for a week.
I have to say, Sharon sent Wanda Wisdom the most beautiful birthday cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why are we talking about Wanda Wisdom?
Because we love her.
It's her birthday, fucker.
Well, I know. Well, should we all say hello to or happy birthday to Wanda right now?
It's a little late.
Happy birthday, Wanda. Yeah.
It's a little late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. I care enough to say happy birthday.
Cheryl?
Well, did you care enough to send her a goddamn present? No.
Absolutely, yeah. We did.
You did?
We did.
What'd you send her?
Yes, we did. What? You didn't see it sitting on her coffee table?
A piece of shit. That was from you.
That's right. We actually sent her each a dingleberry from our asses.
Real nice. Oh. Real nice princess.
Cheryl, were you allowed to go out for the festivities?
Mm-hmm.
For Wanda's...
Oh,
you were?
I was there, honey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I scared people. Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
There were a bunch of sober people there, and they didn't know what to do about me, but I fit in well when I was outside smoking with them.
Mm-hmm. Did you tempt them?
Oh, of course. All these game
games.
Yeah,
you tempted them? Mm-hmm. Oh...
Do you have eyebrows, Cheryl?
No, they were burned off a few years ago.
That's what I thought. Because I don't get the idea that you have... I don't get the feeling that you have eyebrows.
No, I pencil them in, though.
Oh.
Thin or thick? Do they look like caterpillars?
Oh, they're different every day. Depends on...
So that's how you show emotion, is through your eyebrows?
No, I actually had this accident with the neurotoxin. Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story.
Right.
Yeah. It's very Reagan Fox. Right.
We don't want to get into that.
Tragic. Tragic.
Who, Reagan Fox or your story?
Both. Both.
Both. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay.
Do we have
sorry.
Another listener calling? Or
yes.
What?
One more.
Oh, excellent.
This is
I thought we had
Matthew.
A couple more. I thought we had a couple more.
No, this is Matthew from Chicago.
Who?
Oh, God.
Mad scientist yeah. retard.
No, it's a different Matthew.
Okay, he's a fake
Matthew
scientist.
Mm-hmm. Is he a first-time caller?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God damn it. Just listen.
Hi, guys. This is Matthew from Chicago. Apologize for not calling. It seems like Donnie's getting his panties all up in a wad that he's not having enough callers. Well, I was actually out of town for Passover, Chasameach. Hope everyone had a great Passover. And I just was calling to comment on episodes 9 and 10, being I had no internet service when I was out of the country. As for Aaron Neville, fucking hysterical. Eminem on his eyebrow is what everyone down in New Orleans, where I'm from, calls it. I don't know why that man hasn't had that thing gnawed off by a rat or something like that, because it's just hideous. But, yeah, we all make fun of it as well. Actually, one of his sisters, another Neville, is a newscaster, if you can believe that. Anyway. And as for offending everyone, love it. Keep it up. My sister calls me the gay Archie Bunker. I'm an equal opportunity offender, so I think it's fucking fabulous. And, okay, Darren, the Idaho square dancing thing, frightening. Did you wear the bonnet, or did you have one of those, like, pilgrim hats on or something like that? But I guess I can't, like, throw stones at that glass house, because Louisiana history, okay, yeah. They tried to have us play, like, Zydeco music and sing, of course, like, all the French songs, you know, like Alouette, Gentil Alouette, and all that crazy shit, and take swamp tours. Okay, 95-degree heat, mosquitoes, and humidity. I'd rather be in air conditioning, square dancing my queer ass off, personally. So, anyway, keep up the good work, and I will definitely be calling more often now that I'm back in Chi-Town. So take it easy, guys, and as always, Donnie, don't worry about your raspy voice. It's fucking hot. So have a good weekend, guys. Bye.
So see, he loved your Aaron Neville.
I know. Cheryl, have you heard Cheryl? Do you like Aaron
funny,
Neville?
Cheryl?
What? Oh, I like
Do you
when,
like Aaron Neville?
When I think Noah on the PNS does an impression of him, honey.
Which, who?
Uh-oh.
Of Aaron Neville.
Not like mine.
Okay, do it, honey.
Hang on.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, what's the song? Oh, okay. Wait,
I don't know much.
Oh. I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Nope, he does it better, honey.
No.
Oh, oh shit.
No.
That's the jelly. That's the jelly.
I mean.
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
All right, we'll see.
I mean, it's pretty good, but you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Rayhar.
Basically,
yep.
I'm sorry, I just am in love with Noah. I do like the Adam a little bit, though, but you know, he hasn't shown me as much love in person as the Noah did.
What did Noah show you?
Okay.
Oh,
shit.
Damn. He did some yoga with you?
He might have a boyfriend.
He did some of that yoga?
I think he showed her some yogurt.
Does your skin crack open if you stretch too much? It does.
Ouch.
I sometimes have to slather myself in Neosporin.
Oh.
So you're just an open, seething wound.
Like a vagina. Like a vagina.
Like a... You're just a giant vagina walking through the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
Just bleeding every once in a month.
That's fabulous.
Uh-huh. Scrape this magma. Scrape it.
Cheryl, I actually, I ran into somebody here in Dallas.
Oh.
Who I think you'll remember, to be quite honest, and, you know, she's a relative of yours.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Mexico.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any of those dirty
foreign
jokes.
No,
denial.
Cheryl.
Denial.
Cheryl.
Hello?
Cheryl, this is Carne Seca from Mexico.
What?
Oh.
Cheryl.
Carne Seca from Mexico?
carne seca. You remember your cousin from Mexico?
Oh, that's pretty cute, honey.
Cheryl.
Oh. Hello.
You left me in Mexico in the cigarette factory.
That's right, honey.
You left me there.
This is a family reunion.
Cheryl, don't you remember your cousin?
Jesus.
Hello. Honey.
Oh, she's denying you.
Cheryl.
I think that you're not my sister, bitch.
No, I'm your cousin. Your cousin.
Cousin?
His cousin. Her cousin.
You left me in the cigarette factory in Mexico to die and rot.
Well, too bad you didn't.
Well, fuck you. I'm there making this lucky strike.
Give me your address and I'll send you something special. Know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Well, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Here in United States, Estados Unidos.
Who?
And I come for you.
Who hurts?
I come for you.
Now, Carne, you're in America.
This is not a happy family.
This is not. Now, let me get this right. You are Carne, Carne Asada. You are
Carne Seca, Carne Seca.
Carne Seca, I'm sorry. Carne Seca. Not to be confused with Carne Seca.
I love your accent, honey.
Thank you.
But you're in this country illegally now?
Yes, I'm here. I work for the oil man.
You work in oil?
Oh, do you work for,
I just clean his fucking shit off the fucking floor.
Oh, do you work for Darren's friend, honey, Bush?
No. Yes, no, I work for the CEO of ExxonMobil.
Who?
Oh,
shit.
It's hard to understand your gravel.
When he fucked his horse, there's blood everywhere.
What?
There's blood.
There's blood everywhere?
When he fucked his punta from Mexico.
When he fucks your punta from Mexico?
Fucked your punta? I wish I understand.
What are you trying to say, cunt? Just say it already, God.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Daryl, I come to Minneapolis to fucking kill you. You left me.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. You're inappropriate, number one. Number two, I don't even know who the hell you are. Number three, you're not related to me. Number four, shut your
goddamn mouth. She just left. I tried to make her stay. That was carne seca.
That was so ugly.
And, you know, she left. She was really upset. And, you know, she just stormed out of here. I think she's on her way to Minneapolis.
Well, it's hard to be ugly, isn't it, honey?
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's a...
Wow. Well, that is.
Yeah, she approached me. She approached me on the street one day. It was a very dark alley, and she just like came out of the shadow, you know. So
I demanded
to speak with Cheryl. Huh?
Oh, I was going to sing a song.
Sing us a song.
Oh, I'm
pro-lapsing. I'm prolapsing. I'm, you know, it's like that kind of song.
Oh, wow. Are you singing out of your asshole again?
Did you hear that? I think that at some point that, wonderful, well, I know that Darren won't know about this, but there's this wonderful guy that likes to call into, Madge's program. His name's Ali Maragina.
I love him.
Me and him are gonna do a duet song. Of a love shack.
Oh, he has a beautiful voice.
I like when he goes, what? He's delicious.
Darren doesn't know what we're talking about.
I have no clue. I don't. I'm dead on the inside, horse.
Well, it's hard to be a dumb bitch.
I find it very easy, actually. It doesn't mind me.
I know, it's easy to be cheap and a dumb bitch. You know, and now the other thing that I have to address
Cheryl,
with you...
Cheryl, Donnie's right here. Stop talking about it.
The other thing I have to address for you children is that I don't understand. So now you all have a group program, and then you all have these individual programs, and then you all have more group programs. It doesn't make any God damn sense. And you call them one thing and then another thing. Be consistent, honeys. And don't be cheap like Darren and have your bandwidth goddamn cut off. Bullshit, cheap motherfucker. Then use archive.org and stop being a whore. Okay? I don't care about principles. You're not Reagan Fox, okay?
What?
Oh, I am not. I weigh more than 3 pounds. I am no Reagan Fox.
Well, then who's not Reagan Fox?
She brings up some great points.
Wait, who's not Reagan Fox?
Darren.
Why would you be Reagan Fox?
Because,
honey.
He says something and he's has some principle that he gets on a big high horse about.
Oh.
You know, so for Darren, it's, oh, I want this to be a hobby. I ain't gonna pay for it. Bullshit, okay? If you're that
Cheryl,
poor, then
I
ask
love...
people for money, honey.
Okay.
Kudos, Cheryl. Kudos.
I love how Cheryl knows Darren, but Darren doesn't know shit about Cheryl.
It shows my star quality. Okay?
Right. It mostly shows my friendship with the fabulous Sharon, honey. We dish
Sharon
it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does Sharon love me or hate me?
Oh, she loves you, but she tells me the truth. And, you know, I
think I want to talk to Puffy about this.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me, I was taking a drink of my, liquid of love.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid
of love? Oh, are you sucking Puffy?
No, actually, I take my, prolapse and I, you know, kind of squeeze the ass and the vagina prolapse together. I get a liquid, it's delicious.
What is it?
Nectar?
Chicken?
Mm.
Oh, is it nectar? Is it like peach?
No, it's like fish and poop.
Oh, so V8 juice, really?
Mm-hmm. Smells like smells.
Right, because it's bloody and it's got spices.
No blood. I got rid of... excuse me.
Oh,
I got rid of the
shit.
Insides years ago when I, Well,
you don't need those.
I still have miscarriages, though. I think they missed something up there.
Oh.
You're having daily miscarriages?
No, but pretty often, because, I know. I like to crack the skulls when they come out.
Oh, Christ!
Just for fun. It's a very fun, honey.
Do you like the noise? Mm-hmm. Do you like the noise it makes?
Calcified fetuses are delicious, and cracked skulls are so much fun.
I am so getting the impression that you are so handled.
One time crunchies.
Wonton crunchies.
Now, Darren, do you know how you get free wonton crunchies at my restaurant called Rayho?
I know.
No, but Darren, do you know? What do you say to get them?
Fuck my whore.
No.
What do you say?
Come on.
You say stay smoking.
Oh, that's right. Want to order free wonton crunchies? Honey.
Oh,
not for Darren.
Yay, Adam.
Yay.
You
see?
I love the fact that Adam has nothing better to do with his life than listen to podcasts.
Oh,
oh my God.
I've seen Darren. You online 24/7. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I seen her.
I didn't know you were on manhunt.net.
I know. I seen you on there, honey.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Except for mine's
Are you the one that keeps messaging me, SmokyBottom69?
Mm-hmm, no, mine's I've got a child care locator. It's a very secret website. We'll talk about
it. Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm. It's the opposite, though. It helps
it's
you induce an Amber Alert.
Okay, so if you want your child, like, taken away because you're irritated with it.
Mm-hmm.
You provide a service. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Donnie, isn't that what happened to you?
Uh-huh.
Well, the jury's out on that.
Give her a fetus and she'll go a mile, honey.
That's right.
She will, she'll run. You know.
You know, okay, you know what? With all this talk, I want to play a game.
Oh.
I want to play Fucker Chuck.
What's that mean, honey? I'm sorry, I don't listen to your goddamn cheap program.
Oh, my God.
Donnie, can you explain Fucker Chuck? I'm going to start the music, and let's go into it. Here we go.
It's time now for Fuck or Chuck with Donnie.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, Gordon, thank you.
Okay, so Fuck or Chuck, I name two people, and you tell me who you want to fuck and who you want to chuck, okay?
All right.
Cheryl? I'm going to start with Cheryl. Darren and Adam.
What am I supposed to do?
Which one would you fuck? Tell me which one you would fuck and which one you would chuck.
Darren, I would abort, and Adam, I would eat out.
Adam, you would
eat
what?
Out.
Ooh.
You'd eat out. No. So you're not going to fuck either one of them? Oh, you can't.
That's fine.
I
mean,
I could push the prolapse in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, Adam, Mrs. Garrett and Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Mrs. Roper, for sure.
Who's
I'd have
that?
To fuck. And then Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Roper is from Three's Company, and Mrs. Garrett is from
Facts of Life.
Oh, see, I'm too young to know about that.
Yeah, Cheryl's way too young. I keep forgetting about
that. How old are you, Cheryl? Aren't you 25?
Mm-hmm.
She's 25.
I'm 25, Cheryl.
Well...
Well, you're an old spirit.
Yeah. But Cheryl couldn't see the TV through all the smoky haze.
Oh, no. That's right. That's right.
It was all a blur.
Indeed. Yeah, and smoky people. Okay. Yeah. So, Mrs. Roper. And Mrs. I have to fuck. And then Mrs. Garrett, I'll have to chuck.
Cheryl's having something. Something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Seizures. She's having seizures.
Oh,
God. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. Oh dear God.
Hello. I'm sorry, an accident.
Hello.
I'm like a dog. When I have an accident, I have to eat it up. You know how dogs, when they puke, and then and they eat it up.
Yep.
I do that with my poopy sometimes. I don't want to make a mess. Anyway, go on.
It saves on water, really.
No.
It saves on water.
My poopies kind of look like cat poop. Because I dry them out. Oh. Mm-hmm.
I had a poop the other day that looked like Richard Nixon's profile.
Well, probably. Wasn't he a Republican?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I only shit Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
isn't
that
the same as voting Republican?
Nobody had better make a joke on that.
Same thing.
Okay, Darren, ready?
Yeah.
George Jefferson and Wheezy.
Why do I always get the blackies?
Are you racist?
Why? No, I'm just asking. You always give me the blackies.
Oh my God.
Who? Wheezy or George?
Uh huh.
Oh Christ. You know what? I would chuck George, but I would accept a strap on from Wheezy.
You'd get fucked by Wheezy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that voice?
Mm.
Absolutely. Mm. Well,
George.
The lights would be out, so, you know, whatever.
It'd
be like.
It'd blend in, you know.
Absolutely. It'd be like getting fucked by Puffy Blubber.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's pretty hot, you know.
I've seen pictures, and he's not half bad.
Nope.
But I know what the effects of Photoshop.
Yeah, are. That's true. Oh, very true.
That's because
I take nothing at face value.
But you know, Wanda doesn't Photoshop her photos.
She doesn't.
She doesn't even goddamn have Photoshop. She's that shape, okay? Mm-hmm.
No.
Who doesn't have Photoshop?
Wanda does
well, maybe
not.
She'll get it for her birthday.
Oh, Wanda.
No Christ.
I would Photoshop her shit.
Literally.
Okay. It's Cheryl's turn again.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Who would you fuck and who would you chuck? Wanda and Madge.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
I guess. But if I chuck them, does that mean that I can still, you know, do dirty things to them?
When no one's...
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Christ. Well, I guess that I'd have to fuck Wanda. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. That'd be gross. Or Madge. Oh, my God. Can I do Carol Wisdom? Because I've done her many times.
How?
Is she still a sobriety?
Yes, she is.
Is she? Okay.
She's coming soon, though. She is coming soon. Like a freight train towards your vagina. That's like my fist.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I would chuck Madge Weinstein, that stupid bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate her. Hate her.
She's your gravy train, though, isn't she?
She's a lard bucket.
Lard bucket.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen her apartment?
Sure.
It is a train wreck. She called me the other day.
It's disgusting.
She emailed me, actually. When she got home from New York, this is what she said. I mentioned you on the Playboy channel of Sirius. I'll tell you more later. I just got home. My apartment's dirty, so I'm taking a nap. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. No wonder why your life is a mess, honey.
So you're gonna have a spread in Playboy, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Can you see these lips, LYPS, all over there?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
LYPS trademarked? Is that like a trademark kind of lip that you had to get?
Oh, girl. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or is it just one lip that you just, like, fold over?
What? You don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't, Darren. Well,
I mean, if Donnie had said that, Adam, I would say yes, but no.
Okay. I'm ready. That is I'm ready to receive you, that's Donnie.
Come on, touch it.
Okay, Adam, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Adam. Adam Curry and Howard Stern.
Oh.
Boy.
Oh, lordy. I'll have to fuck Adam Curry and chuck Howard Stern, mm-hmm. because Adam Curry likes to have things up his ass. Mm-hmm. He said so. He admitted to it.
Oh, you mean like Madge Weinstein?
No, according to Eat This Hot Show, where he admitted it.
Yeah, that program sucked. See if he would listen.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. It was banal on me.
It was banal.
Well, it's mostly Reagan trying to be funny, not working, you know, asking inappropriate questions of this great opportunity. He blew it.
Mm-hmm. And not in a good way.
No. I liked Madge and Wanda, though.
Mm-hmm. Wanda's well, on that show?
They're always on.
Yeah, I know.
I never hear Wanda Wisdom on Eat This Hot Show. I never hear
I know. Her. Well, you don't
Wanda's
listen.
On that show?
That's probably a...
I always hear her breathing. That's all I hear.
It's pretty loud.
Okay, Darren.
Next.
This is the last one. RuPaul or Miss Coco
Peru? If they're black, I'm not saying
it. Oh, my God, you're so racist.
You it are racist.
Who?
Cheryl said it best.
Mm-hmm. Who is it? Who, give me
RuPaul and Miss Coco Peru.
He would probably fuck the white one, wouldn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I would fuck RuPaul. No, wait.
Oh, wait.
I would fuck Poke. I would get... I would fuck... Oh, shit, I can't even talk. I'm getting so excited over this.
Spit it out.
I would fuck Coco Peru and chuck RuPaul. Merely because RuPaul is...
Because you're racist.
No, it's because she's gargantuan, and I like people around my own height.
Coco Peru is pretty tall, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not 17 feet tall. She's not gargantuan.
Well, when she has those heels on...
She's about 5'10".
You fail. Have you guys seen the movie Girls Will Be Girls?
Girls will be girls.
That's who Ammon compared us to in our first caller.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Come on. I was Coco... Adam was Varla, because he's fat.
I've never seen that movie.
So. What?
Oh my God, you have to see it.
Yeah.
You better go out and get it right away, or else you're gonna feel it, honey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
I think she's trying to smoke the mic.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got some smoke coming out of my headphones right now.
Was that loud, honey?
That's just merely because you're trying to think of something.
Do you like when I whisper like this, honey?
What?
Do you like when I whisper, honey? I wanna push my prolapse into your face. Ooh. And I want you to bite on the left part of the ass part, honey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm gonna push the gravy out onto your face, and I want you to lap it up like a doggy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know I'm coming out with a new book?
Really? What's it called?
Well, I'll just tell you the title. Okay, mm-hmm. It's called Everybody Prolapses.
Oh. Is that like Everybody Farts? There's that book.
Everybody Poops.
Everybody Poops.
Mm-hmm.
You're just all over the place.
I'm famous, honey.
You are.
She is famous.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to be me.
Indeed.
Reagan Fox, 2006. Yeah. It was a quote.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Here's another quote for you from the Reagan's Fox. RL and OL, relationships, and visceral self-reflexive gay identity. What the hell does that mean?
Sociology,
social scientist, bullshit, eat it.
Bullshit. Oh, that's a quote from you, Adam.
I know, mm-hmm. I know, that's my thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about this Reagan's Fox?
What do you want to do, Cheryl? What are your ideas?
Let's take him out.
I think that...
Let's take him out.
Take him out.
Maybe we should get him a pod show contract.
Yeah, right. Nobody wants to sign up that mess. Not even some university to teach some goddamn students that paid to have a stupid class, okay? Just see some mess.
Donnie, what are you worried about? He's not going to listen to this.
No. Well, if he sees, then he's in the tags, he might. Unless it says Reagan Fox, disgust, then he won't even know.
When he goes
know.
To Technorati?
Mm-hmm.
Does he masturbate on
Technorati?
He might
go to Podscope, though.
Yeah.
She Googles herself all the time, and I saw that she edited her own Wikipedia entry, honey. Come on.
Who would do that? Who would That's do so such trashy. A thing?
Reagan's Fox. That's and Rachel gross. Can.
Rachel is Rachel Can in Wikipedia?
Rachel can't.
I call it Rachel cannot.
Mm-hmm. That's more correct. That's Groove. I give you a point there, Republican.
Mm-hmm. I think Rachel Can isn't real, and then it's just Reagan Fox.
Making his voice lower.
No, I've seen video.
Oh. You see that puffy vagina. Oh, my God.
Oh, does she have a penis?
It's more like a puffy lip. It looks like it was stung by a bee.
Oh, yes. So it's like a muffin top?
Mons vagina.
Muffin tops?
Mons.
A mangina?
Mons pubis.
All right. Well, oh, ladies,
shut up there.
Ladies,
nobody likes you, honey.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Ladies and Cheryl, I hate to bring this to a close, but we're over an hour.
Oh, indeed. Christ. Absolutely. You're going to go over your bandwidth. Cheryl. Better be careful. Work it.
It's not on my bandwidth this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you, Cheryl. Now, do we get to talk to Puffy? Is he back?
No, he went to go to sleep because he's got more important things to do than to talk to you, honey.
I would think so, yeah.
He says thanks for having him on the program. He'd love to talk to you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell?
Anyway,
some other time.
This has been a very hackful episode.
Look at you now.
Of the Dirty Dish. Cheryl, thank you so much for being on.
I love
thank
being you. On the Dirty Petri
yes,
Dish. Thank you.
You're an angel.
All right. Well, you can catch us on our blog at www.
I'm going to write it down.
It's dirtydishduo.blogspot.com. You can also.
Even though it's a trio.
It's a trio, but what
Christ.
Anyway, you can also call us at 206-666-DISH.
And you fuckers better call because we've had Cheryl on this show. We need to get calls about that.
Right.
Indeed.
Right, absolutely. And Adam, we can catch you daily on your podcast at the Krabs Cast. Mm-hmm.
The KrabsCast.blogspot.com, where the bandwidth is plentiful and you will never, ever get some kind of pre-recorded message saying that I'm a cheap whore.
And you got to donate money for bullshit.
And Donnie, we can catch you semi-weekly.
Oh my God.
At freshandtasty.blogspot.com.
What a mess.
Are you still recording the Unlucky 13 podcast?
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Right. And Cheryl, we can catch you at whorehole.org.
That's right, honey.
All right. And we can catch you every Friday. We can catch you every Friday on Madge Wine.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And we can catch you being an intern, or not, no, Puffy is the intern at Lucky Patron.
Sometimes I show up, I'm a little bit too vulgar, though, so, you know.
Yeah.
For her. For,
I can see that.
And you can catch me, at All Preparation.
Oh, sorry.
RepublicansRS.com.
And APNH Podcast on your dial, which we have weekly, and a new one comes out just tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So be sure and catch
it. God, a new Republican.
I'm so excited. I want to finger bang myself, and by finger bang, I mean stuff my whole foot inside of myself, honey.
Ooh, oh, Jesus.
Anyway, well, this has been Darren, Donnie, Cheryl, and Puffy.
And Adam.
And Adam.
And Adam. Jesus. I was going to save the worst to last, right. And I think I did.
How?
Exactly. Darren, Donnie, Adam, Cheryl, Puffy. There's been so many fucking people on the show, I can't even keep
Get straight. Fucked.
Anyways. Get laid, get fucked.
Get fucked.
Indeed.
Go to church and Bible. Anyway, have fun, everyone. Thanks for listening, and this is us signing off. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Every time of my life, no, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
I've been waiting for so long.